From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. 10 people are dead, another 10 wounded after a 17-year-old opened fire at a high school in Santa Fe, Texas, southeast of Houston. The alleged shooter is in police custody and has been charged with murder. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
U.S. President Donald Trump, speaking at a White House event Friday, expressed heartbreak over the latest school shooting and conveyed support for the students, families, teachers, and personnel at Santa Fe High.
My administration is determined to do everything in our power to protect our students, secure our schools, and to keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others. Everyone must work together at every level of government to keep our children safe.
The Santa Fe High School shooting comes about 3 months after a shooting in Parkland, Florida, killed 17 students and school staff members at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. That incident rekindled the national debate over gun control and triggered demonstrations across the United States. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A series of explosions killed at least 8 civilians and wounded more than 40 others in eastern Afghanistan. Authorities have yet to identify the type of explosion. No group has claimed responsibility. Iraq's Electoral Commission said Saturday that a bloc led by popular Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who fought U.S. troops during the Iraq War, has won the most seats in Iraq's national parliamentary election. Al-Sadr's Marching Toward Reform alliance with Iraq's communists won 54 seats. The Conquest Alliance earned second place with 47 seats, while the Victory Alliance, headed up by the Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, came in third with 42. Al-Sadr did not return for a seat or run for a seat in Parliament and cannot become Prime Minister. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization warns the Ebola outbreak in the northwestern Democratic Republic of Congo poses a very high public risk, but does not constitute a public health emergency of international concern. There are 25 reported deaths from the outbreak thus far. More than 100 people died when an airliner crashed shortly after takeoff from Havana's main airport on a domestic flight in Cuba. Officials say 3 survivors were pulled from the wreckage and they're in critical condition in the hospital. A witness said the jetliner made an abrupt turn before it crashed just after taking off. Pakistan and India have accused one another in their militaries of launching unprovoked shelling across their disputed Kashmir frontier, skirmishes that officials said caused mostly civilian casualties on both sides. Pakistani Foreign Ministry summoned India's top diplomat in Islamabad to protest what it condemned as unprovoked ceasefire violations. Indian military officials accused Pakistan of firing first. The United Nations Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein has criticized Israel for the systematic deprivation of Palestinian human rights.
Israel, as an occupying power under international law, is obligated to protect the population of Gaza and ensure their welfare. But they are, in essence, caged in a toxic slum from birth to death.
Aviva Raj-Schechter is Israel's permanent representative to the UN in Geneva.
It is deplorable that this council, which pretends to be interested in the truth, turns a blind eye to the reality on the ground and unjustifiably condemns Israel for protecting its population. The loss of life could have been avoided had Hamas refrained from sending terrorists to attack Israel under the cover of the riots while exploiting its own civilian population as human shields.
The two spoke at a special session of the UN Human Rights Council to discuss the tensions between the people of Gaza and Israel and the deaths and violence from recent Palestinian protests, calling for Palestinians to be repatriated to Israel from where they were expelled after the formation of the state in 1948. The United Nations has released a new report on the world's economy.
The UN says economic growth around the world has been so good it's beating expectations. And the party's going to continue, it predicts, with the global economy expanding by 3.2% this year and next year. But there are some risks, says the UN, and they are increasing. Notable among them, the possibility of a trade war among the world's biggest nations. That and other troubles could drop growth next year to just 1.8%, says the UN.
That's APS Rita,
Rita Foley.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.